Become a patron of Entertainment Landfill. Go to patreon.com/landfill for details. Entertainment Landfill is made possible by contributions from listeners like you. Thank you. Hey everyone, welcome to the show. It is time for the Entertainment Landfill Christmas Spectacular. I am the Jaystrom. Welcome to the show. It is Christmas time again, and it's a wonderful time of snow and consumerism and purchasing items for your loved ones. But also, it's about that little guy, right, Steven? You know who I'm talking about, that little guy?
No.
R2-D2, oh. Of course. Come on. But also, guys.
I was thinking Yoda for some reason.
Yoda.
I thought you were going to say Black Peter.
Yes. Bill.
What?
Oh, I thought that was racist.
No, Zwarte Piet.
Oh, wait! Bill, Stephen, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi.
Thank you.
It's a holiday Christmas time, you guys, and you know, there's a war on Christmas right now, and we gotta fight this.
Yeah, North Korea's a bitch.
If anyone says happy holidays to you, you punch him in the face, right, guys?
What about season's greetings?
Yeah, season greetings, okay? That gets a kick to the shin.
Well, that was been around for a while before the political correctness.
What do you think, Bill?
I don't know. I'm trying to fix the mixer right now.
Okay.
Because Natalie said I'm 2 miles away and you're inside the microphone.
So. Yes.
All right. Let me look.
I've tried to warn people that the sound is jacked.
It is totally jacked for some reason. Mixler updated and it jacked everything.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. I can like change things and it just sounds worse. I don't know what to do. I give up. I've already been looking and I think I've found another. See, we haven't done a live show in a while, Bill. Mm-hmm. So I haven't messed with it. Skype volume on my end is actually all the way up. So sounds fine to Steven and I, but to everyone else, there's nothing we can do. It's just jacktified, yo.
All right, so move your mic a little bit away from your mouth and see if that is better.
I don't know, like this?
Now it sounds like you're far away.
Hello. Yeah, it's just I'm louder and you're quieter.
All right, well, let me boost my microphone here. I will raise my level and see what happens. Okay, I just raised my level.
You sound the same as us here.
I sound the same?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Bill, can you hear me?
Yeah, well, barely. You sound like you're in a canyon. Oh, it's better. Okay, everything's better. Better, better.
Okay. Hey, all right. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hello.
I turned my mic way down so I'm not too loud, but welcome to the show.
No, put your mic back on your face.
Oh, hey, everyone, I'm back. Hey, it's Christmas time. Oh, wait, I've already mentioned that. Come on.
In Hollis, Queens.
Yeah, all right, yeah. What is that song called? Christmas in Hollis?
Christmas in Hollis, yeah.
Yeah, I can only listen to a few seconds of it. This is Christmas music. Just ask Steven, I'm dancing right now. I'm doing the centipede or something. I don't know what this is.
I don't know what that is.
I'm doing the Black Peter. What is that, Bill?
The Black Peter?
Sounds dirty.
It was.
That is dirty. It has to do with men's body parts. And
oh, my goodness. It has to do with the earlobe.
Yeah, it's something to do with German black men. I have no idea. No, I'm just I'm way off the track.
Oh right my now. Word!
Oh my!
Now, guys, when I joked about the war on Christmas, I'm of course joking that every year on Facebook you say we have friends, or you say something about a war on Christmas, because people say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas. But what they don't realize is people are just trying to include everybody.
Right.
That's it.
They just want to be assholes.
Yeah, but actually...
Well, the people who complain about it want to be assholes.
Oh, my word!
Yeah, actually, I didn't see anything like that this year, because I think I've hidden enough people when I see shit that bothers
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I've pretty much blocked all of my wacky, dacky religious friends. Just
I think I've
created a special group to put them in.
Jackass oh, you've
folder.
Grouped them.
Jackass yeah. folder.
Other.
Dipshits.
Just other.
Okay.
There's this other, and I don't follow the other pile.
But, you know, every once in a while I'll see something, and I go, oh, somehow you missed the list. Click. Or something like that. But Christmas.
Well, we even got a movie this year from Kirk Cameron. What is it? Saving Christmas?
Kirk Cameron Saves Christmas.
And then he tried to get everyone to upvote it on Rotten Tomatoes, and it backfired, and everybody... basically gave it the worst reviews, and it went down to like 9% rotten or something.
I was going to try and get Jason to go see it with me at the theater, but...
Oh my God, there is a hilarious review from the woman who used to be on At the Movies, that Christy Lemure, sorry. Her and two other guys, and they're just dumbfounded. They honestly can't figure out what the hell they just watched. They said that there's like a dance off for no reason, and it's really just them preaching that Christmas is okay and you shouldn't like ruin it with your consumerism, and it's
everyone.
Yeah, everyone, exactly.
So it's like basically we're supposed to know Christmas isn't about just gifts, you guys. I know you want a Sony Walkman, but it's not just about that.
I want the Sony Walkman.
I want the sports Walkman because it's waterproof.
But truly, Christmas is about love, and Christmas is about... I'm being facetious here, but honestly, this is what I think Christmas is about now as an adult who's 43 years old and has a daughter. It's just about the memory of what we did, and you can look back fondly and just kind of stare off in space and go, ah, oh, yeah, that was a good Christmas that year. Like when I think about last year opening that Xbox One, that was a good Christmas. Oh, wait, I'm talking about receiving gifts. That's wrong, Stephen.
I
got it all wrong. What am I getting wrong here, Bill? What is it about?
Everything. You're so not on the level with what Christmas is really about. It's about virgins having sex,
and getting pregnant.
They didn't
pregnant. Yeah, that's right. Right,
something like that.
Okay,
that's
and
the part that always
and frankincense and myrrh.
Yeah, have you guys ever had frankincense? Is it pretty good stuff?
Oh man, it gets you so high. It's wonderful.
It gets you so high. Oh baby Jesus, come on.
Now we're entering the blasphemous territory.
We're talking babies, or, you know, we're talking the wise men or whatever. But I've never had frankincense, Bill, so...
One Christmas, I actually bought frankincense and myrrh just because it was available, and I would throw money away needlessly. Yeah, I put it in my water pipe, and it was just transcendent.
The high was transcendent, man.
It was like I was in the manger.
Dude, it was transcendent. It was like
look at that donkey, man.
It was like that Johnny Depp movie that flopped, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Because I didn't hear you.
No, it was my transcendent high was like the Johnny Depp movie.
Wow.
No, man, Don Juan DeMarco, man. That's
no, Chocolat.
Chocolat? Oh, good stuff. So this is what the show is like when we don't prepare.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm kidding. Of course I've made some preparations to...
Preparation H's.
Yes, to talk and stuff like that, but... I'm so glad to talk to you and Steven again. It's been a wonderful, most wonderful time of the year.
Jesus Christ.
Steven, I'm choking. Help me. You're just sitting there. Okay, I'm better.
Smack you on the back.
Yeah, that sounded like you were slapping me in the face, didn't it? Didn't it, Bill?
Yes, it was a little rough. Steven, we've talked to you about the abuse.
Ah! Spit off! No, but we have some people listening to the show right now, Bill.
Oh, yeah.
We have Adam. People. Adam and Natalie. Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hello.
They can't answer me, but...
Yeah.
Now, I want to talk about the latest entertainment news, Bill. And how enough... The entire world has talked about this one story, so I don't know how much you want to delve into it, because I'm kind of sick of hearing about it myself. What about you?
It's constant, and now it's trying to turn it into something else, like a diplomatic thing, and... Yeah, so let's just talk about it briefly.
Right, and of course we're talking about The Amazing Race Season 25 winners.
Oh my God, it was amazing. I couldn't believe it.
Very controversial.
I was so glad the gay couple won.
Of course we're talking about Sony not showing the interview, which was pretty shocking and stuff, but now it's been enough days where we're all, like, talked out on it.
Yeah, we really are.
I don't really care anymore.
It's so ridiculous. It's like, at first, I was like, you know what? What they should have done was the very day they pulled it from the theaters, then released it on video on demand, and they would have made just a ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, hey, let me check it out.
Yeah, and now it's just, who freaking cares?
At first, though, weren't you pretty pissed that they gave in?
Sure. Like, I mean, that was horseshit. I mean, they already look bad. What else? How much worse could they have looked with more information leaked?
Right. I honestly looked at it for a more diplomatic kind of view of, say they did release it and something did happen somewhere. I don't care if somebody gets stabbed or shot or something. Even if it had nothing to do with the movie, they would have been to blame, and they would have said, how careless of them after this warning, that after these threats that they still released anyway. So it's kind of like you're screwed either way. But I do believe that they made their decision based on fear. I would have just said, you know what? Screw it. Release the movie. You know, but I'm just me sitting in my house. I'm not running a big, you know, company or anything. You know what
Honestly,
I'm saying?
Honestly, if it was truly North Korea... And I don't care what the government says. I honestly think they're spinning it to make it look very North Korean-based hack, or that right. They paid somebody. North Korea is incompetent. I mean, we've all seen the Vice reports of them going to North Korea. And it's half the power doesn't work. The infrastructure isn't there. I don't see how they pulled this off. You know, and it just days after the hack happened, there was a report saying it was an inside job. So now we've gone from inside job to North Korea. I think we're just saying it's North Korea, so it gives us some sort of excuse to retaliate against them.
To hate.
I don't know if you guys remember this, but the last season of 24, the North Koreans didn't do it themselves. They hired the guy that Chloe was working for to do all their stuff, their hacking.
Right. Oh, yeah, the guy from The Crow.
They hire outside of their country, but they're paying for it.
Right.
So they're not doing it themselves.
What are they paying for it with?
With Krugerrands.
Krugerrands.
Yeah. Diplomatic immunity.
If you go back to Lethal Weapon 2, Bill...
It all goes back to Krugerrands.
It always goes back to Lethal Weapon 2.
Yes, it does. And they... F you at the drive-thru. We don't make any sense, do we?
Just to us.
But, yeah, it's one of those stories where it's like, oh, yeah, this is all... I don't care anymore!
I'm going to send you home with your balls in a sling. If you were going to see it, would you have been scared to go to the theater and see it with a friend?
No, I wouldn't. I go, what are the chances that Arlington, Texas, this is going to happen? You know?
So... Anyways, yeah, I wouldn't have been afraid to go.
Yeah. I definitely wouldn't be afraid to watch it on video on demand on my DirecTV box, Bill.
Oh, yeah, I would have paid $15 for it.
And I read some people say that, hey, you know what? Netflix should buy this cheap from Sony and just put it on Netflix And I was like, they're probably afraid they'll get hacked too because they're an internet service, you know, basically. Any way to mess that up, you know. But by the way, would you have seen this movie had it if it was in theaters on Christmas?
On cable.
Day? Yeah, do you think we would have gone to see it on Christmas? I doubt it.
It depends on how bored I was.
Yeah, it honestly didn't look that funny to me.
Would I have gone on Christmas Day to see it? No.
I've read a couple of reviews
maybe
that
not.
Said it's genuinely funny, and I liked Pineapple Express. Maybe I would like it, you know?
Yeah, I liked Pineapple Express, but was that written by them, or was that
I believe
and directed
so.
By David Gordon Green?
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
All right, right. Yeah.
Now, I want to talk to you about this real quick, Bill. You know how Jason Reitman has these live readings of movie scripts? He's done some.
Yes.
But this, he did like Reservoir Dogs, didn't he? With like a bunch of different people playing the different
roles. He did. Yeah.
And most recently, he did a live read of Empire Strikes Back. I think it was last night, in fact. And he had Mark Hamill there, of course, reading for his character. But they also had different actors in it, like.
No, somebody else did Luke.
Oh, really? Who did?
Yeah, I can't remember. I read, but somebody else did Luke. It wasn't Mark Hamill.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Hamill, an acclaimed voice actor who's done countless animated shows, also read the lines for Obi-Wan Kenobi and Boba Fett, doing spot-on imitations of each. While The Office's Rainn Wilson, sporting a bushy beard and lumberjack-styled checkered shirt, played Chewbacca. Why does it matter what he wore? He played Chewbacca and only Chewbacca. Oh, that's very interesting. J.K. Simmons marched on stage to perform the part of Darth Vader. Why can't he just walk on stage? Why did he march on stage? I guess it was to the thing. But, it was Aaron Paul who played Luke Skywalker.
Did he play a stoned Luke Skywalker?
Yes, he did. Very stoned. And ba-dum-bum.
What's going on?
Let's get moving.
We're a little rusty.
We're a little rusty. I was just like that. Did he play a stoned Luke Skywalker? Yes, he did. And that's where it ends, I guess.
Yeah, but nowhere else to go with that one.
But I saw that he had...
Did he use crystal blue in his lightsaber?
Yes, he did.
All right.
Yes, he did. Ellen Page played Han Solo, which I was curious. I scrolled down to the comments to see somebody make horrible jokes, you know?
Oh, of course.
Just to see.
The comment section is never complete without a troll.
Someone said, Trevor said, Juno is not even 30 yet, and she looks like crap. I get it. You're a lesbian, but at least look like a girl. Okay.
It's movie poop shoot. It what? Honestly is.
Why do they have... Oh, okay. Ellen Page is Han Solo? God, I hate the liberal media and their politically correct postmodern BS. Perhaps they should have gotten a couple of Hollywood liberal Sony executives to mock black people and get liberal journalists to lie about rape to make the night complete. What?
And that was posted by Sean Hannity.
What? What's wrong with these people? I'm glad I didn't have to witness Jessica Alba taking all the sass, smarts, and tough broadness out of Princess Leia. I mean, what's that casting choice about? So I guess, you know, everybody gets their little
two
shots in it.
Yeah, why should anybody have any fun about anything?
Yeah, pretty lame.
Life is horrible, and liberals are going to kill us all.
Damn liberal media, they're ruining everything. Ah! It's a war on Christmas. Now,
I'm surprised there hasn't been more uproar about the finale of Legend of Korra.
I just read about that today. So basically, are you caught up on that show?
I am.
So basically, is her character have a flirtation with another female character, and at the very end, they kiss, have a romantic kiss?
No, they didn't kiss, but they held hands and looked into each other's eyes kind of longingly and walked into the spirit realm together.
But I've seen I've seen them kissing in a gif.
I didn't see a kiss.
They kissed!
Oh, well, let's go for it. Rock on.
But I would have to look for it again, but I swear that I saw, I mean, I showed Heather it and stuff.
That like has that. To be a fan edit, because I didn't see a kiss.
Okay. I can't find it, but anyway.
They're trying to corrupt our children. It was kind of like at the end of Paranorman, whenever I was in the theater, and the one big buff character that Norman's sister is obsessed with says at the end of it, "Man, I can't wait to introduce you to my boyfriend." And there was a guy in the front row with his kid and wife, and the guy goes, "Oh, come on!
Oh, come on! Who brought the queers in here?"
I was just
enjoying this family movie before this. Okay, click on that link and show me, is this just some kind of fan-made thing?
All right, let me look.
And chalk me up as stupid for just going, "Oh, this happened on Korra?"
Yeah, it says this is how it should have ended, but I don't
okay,
think
okay, see how
true.
They kiss and it kind of spins around? I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, it says, but there was one tiny thing that didn't happen in the final moments we were really hoping would happen. Fortunately, a fan animation has given us the moment we were missing.
Okay, see, this is what happens when I'm not paying attention. I'm just clicking on things.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what. Did I miss something post-credit?
See, this is what happens when I don't read the article. I'm just like, hey, look at that animation. Them two girls kissing.
Yeah, if you scroll down a little bit in the comments and you'll see what really happened. But then somebody puts a subtitle, lesbian.
Oh, I see. They hold hands, and then it shows the... Oh, see. Look, it's like... it's supposed to say the end in like Asian writing, but they say it translates to lesbian. That's pretty funny. Do you see that, Steven?
Yep, that's funny.
Lesbians.
Lesbians.
But, you know, that's interesting, though. It's basically they're not telling you they are, but they're saying, hey, for the audience who thinks this is for you kind of thing.
Well, it was really interesting because it was a change to how those shows normally work. I mean, you have the cliche of the love triangle and jilted lovers or whatever you want to say. And it turns out that, you know, as the series goes on, that this male character isn't right for Korra. And they end up, you know, they even though they're not in love with one another, they still love each other. And the relationship between the two girls that were interested in the same guy turns into something else where they're a great team and they work together really well and they have a fondness for one another. And it's kind of this subtext, you know, that there's something more than meets the eye. But for a kid's show on Nickelodeon, it's sort of amazing that they would even let that pass.
That's very cool. You know, Emma wondered, she loved that show and she lost track of it because Nickelodeon took it off the air.
Yeah, and then they put it back on the air. They realized they made a mistake.
Right, so I'm just going to have to get her it on Blu-ray or something, if it comes out on Blu-ray. I'm sure it
or
will, right?
Or BitTorrent it.
Yeah, so she can see it because she's watched like the first 5 episodes or something of the season and then hasn't seen the rest.
Yeah.
But she did love the show.
So yeah, the second season started out really strongly. They kind of abandoned the whole mopey Korra, where, you know, the first season was really difficult because it was always, I can't, I'm the Avatar.
Too much,
you know, and then shit gets real and she has to own up to what she is and she loses her powers and then has to, you know, basically learn how to walk again as the Avatar. And it was interesting. I enjoyed it. I always loved the first series until M. Night Shyamalan went and made a movie and ruined it. No.
Yes, he did. He really did ruin it.
No, he didn't ruin it. He just sucked the ever-living soul out of it.
Well, he didn't ruin Avatar, the show. He ruined the movie.
Yeah, the movie's unwatchable.
The show's better anyway.
It's an incoherent mess.
Yeah, what the hell was he smoking? Anyway, but, you know, hey, sometimes we make bad movies, right? I mean,
that's what happens
don't.
When you smoke frankincense and myrrh.
That is. I mean, I've never directed a movie, but if I did, I'm sure I would eventually direct a bad film. Maybe not, but I'm saying might possibly. You know,
so you
never want to rule that out.
All of a sudden.
Yeah, like I'm going to adapt, you know, Star Blazers into a movie. Oh, wait, that's already been done, hasn't it, Bill?
Yeah, well, they made the Yamato Japanese film, and it was banned. We've talked about it before, about how they tried so desperately to turn it into Armageddon, and to the point where they actually brought Steven Tyler on for the theme song.
Yes. They had, like, that bad...
It's like,
what was... Never gonna close my eyes. Don't want to miss a thing, kind of close to it, but not exactly.
Oh, I mean, it was nearly identical to it, but it was like love. It was Love Hurts. I don't know. I can't remember. But it was Love Something.
It was bad, no matter
what. It was a pale imitation of his own song.
Now, we do have a couple of voicemails, and this one was pretty funny. I want to play this one for you guys, okay? All right, let's check out this voicemail, as long as Bill says it's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
What the hell?
All right, let's check this out.
Hey, everybody. This is Foggy's father wishing everyone a happy Chinooka and season's greetings on an entertainment landfill. Keep those cards and letters and support coming in. Bye-bye.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much. That was Foggy's dad, everyone. Shall I guess like that? Come on, that was my dad. My dad's so silly. I think that was my dad's first ever voicemail to the show, you guys. I'm pretty sure it was. And Bill's gone, apparently. So
no, I was. I'm sorry, I'm texting.
Bill, come on, we're doing a show here.
All right.
So unprofessional. No, the whole show has been unprofessional.
Yeah, this show is terrible.
Hey, this is a good show, Bill.
Oh, I'm sure we'll turn it around.
We already have, man.
Oh, okay.
We almost went off a cliff earlier, and I brought it back from the break.
Toonsis is driving.
Weren't you guys paying attention to that?
I just got yelled at for texting by the person I was texting.
Oh. I wonder who you were texting.
I have no idea.
Is it the same person that's in the chat room where you could just chat on the chat room?
That's Adam, true. He's up to no good.
Yeah, boo.
Yes, I'll get my shit together immediately.
Get your shit together, Bill. All right, I have another voicemail. This one from Adam Sexton. Let's check it out. If that's okay with Steven.
I would love to hear that one.
All right, let's check it out.
Hello, Entertainment Landfill crew. This is Adam Sexton sending you a voicemail. Hopefully we'll reach you in time for the tonight's episode recording, and wanted to send you some feedback. Jason, thanks again for inviting me to be a guest on one of your solo episodes and the following episodes that you did with Adam from the Bay Area and Bill and Steven were very entertaining. Listening back to the one I was on, it just drove me nuts that I couldn't seem to remember numbers during our Terminator discussion. I kept calling the T-800s T-180s. And during the brief Matrix segment, I said that the combined budget for the sequels was $30 million when I meant to say $300 million. I don't know why I did that. I really hate myself. I do.
Oh, come on.
Speaking of Terminator, I saw the Genesis trailer. Duh. I've seen it twice now.
Why?
And I think it's safe to say that I'm done with this franchise unless this is a case of a bad trailer and the end result pulls off something miraculous. I think it almost has to right now.
No.
And looking back on it, I'm thinking that the series has long since hit a point of stagnation. I mean, either this is the kind of series or story or narrative that lends itself to an extended or an expanded universe, in which case no one seems to want to make a movie about that or can't seem to get a studio to greenlight it. Or it doesn't do that, in which case that there's nothing left to say, and like I said before, a dead horse is still being beaten. And I know that I'm going mostly by the trailer, but its pitch doesn't inspire confidence or interest. Simply changing up a few details here and there just doesn't cut it. I mean, not to mention that, you know, audiences have lived with the events of the first two films for so long that it just feels like sacred ground for some weird reason. Yeah. I mean, they can push the spectacle all they want, but I'm worried about the loss or the lack of memorable, intimate character moments that provide the backbone for those first two movies. I mean, for example, I can't see that we're going to get a moment like the one in T2 where Sarah's escaping from the mental institution, runs into the Terminator through the elevators, and how it feels like a big nightmare all over again as she runs away screaming from it. The genius trick that the J.J. Abrams Star Trek reboot did was make the story very character-centric and how the plot orchestrated events so that the crew would come together, almost like the timeline was trying to correct itself. And if Genesis can pull that off, great, but it just doesn't seem to make a very good first impression. I'm still playing Destiny, like you, Jason. I recently hit level 29 on my Warlock, completed all the story missions, but I haven't done any of the strikes or the raid, and I hope to get to the raid eventually because I've heard it's a much better experience than the Vault of Glass.
Raid!
I mean, as long as it doesn't have any disappearing, reappearing platform buffoonery, I'll consider that a plus.
Oh, buffoonery.
The lack of the story, yes, was a letdown, but I think Bungie's idea of an expansion feels more like a content patch than an expansion. It's the kind of content patch that Blizzard would put out versus their big expansion sets, which gives you a new area, expands the mythology or the narrative or whatever. Past the second upcoming expansion pack in February, I mean, who knows what's in store? I still love this very flawed game, and as long as I can group up with the friends, I'll come back to it weekend after weekend, but I think it's more of a proof of concept title, like, you know, the first Assassin's Creed, and that the sequel will be a more rounded game. I can't wait to hear what you thought about the last Hobbit film. I think I'm going to wait until Christmas break to see it with my mom and my sister. I'm just a little too tired this weekend to feel like really going anywhere. And speaking of that franchise, I've been playing Middle Earth: Shadow of Mordor, and it's an absolute blast. It takes all the best gameplay mechanics from Assassin's Creed as far as movement, parkour, and stealth, and from the Batman Arkham games in terms of combat, and it ties in very nicely with the lore with a very huge nod towards the films. And when it comes down in price for your Xbox One consoles, I highly recommend you pick it up. Well, I think I've rambled for long enough. I thank all of you for continuing to produce a great show, for being friendly and very generous, and for giving me and others a chance to participate. And I hope you all have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. See y'all later, guys.
Thanks, Adam.
Knives and stabbing weapons.
Oh, yeah. Knives and stabbing weapons. We saw the Terminator Genesis trailer before The Hobbit, Bill. And I watched it on the big screen.
And it was even worse.
You know, there's this new thing they do in trailers now, and I've seen it in several where they play, it's some cover song with some chick singing. She goes, like, "Welcome to your life." And there's, like, some shit going on. And I'm like, I don't need your shitty cover in this movie trailer.
Wait. They used "Everybody Wants to Rule the World"?
That's what it sounded like. I've seen that before, or they'll have, like, let me think. You know, it's almost like the cover of, like, "Sweet Dreams" by Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
"Sweet dreams all made of the..." You know, it's just like, it's so cheesy that it makes me embarrassed to be watching the trailer when they do that, you know? And it's just lame. Lame as shit. And Arnold, that final moment, he goes, "I'll be back," and then he jumps out of the and like nosedives into the helicopter. It looks so shitty. If your CGI isn't done yet and that's your money shot to sell the movie, don't put it in there because it's not done yet. Right. It doesn't make me want to see the movie. It makes me want to go, "That looks like shit."
Yeah, and can we stop with reusing or recycling the lines from previous films, please?
"You want to live." I mean, it's okay in T2 because it's the next movie. But now cut to 50 years later from T2.
50.
Oh, sorry, I'm bad with years. But yeah, so yeah, when I watch this trailer, my just shoulder slump. I'm like, ugh. I was just waiting for people to react in some way, and it was very quiet during that trailer. And just it ends, and just the air gets sucked out of the room.
Yeah, but they're like, "Wow, did that just happen?
Damn, I can't wait to see that shit." No, nobody was like that. Just like,
gotta see it with that one friend of mine. That's like, "Ooh, that was badass!
Damn, man, that looks good!" Yeah, but no, it doesn't look good. Oh no. My god! It's
as good as Wolverine.
Adam put it exactly the right way, where you love the first two movies so much that you understand now when people bitched about other things like Star Trek or whatever, that it's just like you're messing with something that's important to me, and you're jacking it up. You know, I didn't care about T3 because that didn't mess with the timeline or whatever. You know, they tried to insert here that Claire Danes is in there in the timeline and her and John Connor lived in a bunker or something, Bill. I don't know. But even the Terminator Salvation trailer, the movie, it's like you could see it and kind of laugh, but it felt like fan fiction. You know what I mean?
I lost total interest after the one with the chick... Terminator.
Yeah, that was T3.
T3, yeah. Remember T3. Well, that was the PG-13, where all of them were PG-13.
Christiana Loken.
Yeah, she had the ability to put, like, nanobots into cars and make the cars come to life.
Yeah. She also had the ability to increase the size of her breasts. I remember that.
Yeah, who had that idea where you could use nanobots to power a truck?
Transformers.
Yeah.
It wasn't nanobots, it was midichlorians.
Oh, whoa. Nano midichlorians. I think we figured out what the new Star Wars is about, Bill. Somebody smuggles a jar of nano midichlorians.
Now anybody can get force powers.
Yeah, they're going to sell them on the market like in space grocery stores.
I'll take a pint of a midichlorian.
Space Walgreens. You have to still go to the counter.
You
got
to be 21 or up to buy it. It's a liquor store.
It's like when
it's behind the counter whenever you have to get Sudafed or something.
Space ID, please.
Can I see your identification? And also, I need to see...
These are not the ID cards you're looking at.
Yeah. No, if they're buying it, they don't already have force powers.
And it's like it's like meth labs. They have like these old, like decrepit,
dirty midichlorians.
Yeah, they have like have cooks. It's kind of
so you make it like meth.
Yeah, they're nano midichlorian labs. Like on,
but they have to have a Jedi there to pull the midichlorians from. So maybe like Luke is now held captive in this lab, and they're pulling from his blood.
Oh, he's chained up like Jesse in Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that'd be so awesome. Dude, this movie writes itself.
It does. You know what? I don't understand how we haven't made more money writing films.
I know. This is awesome, man. It's awesome. Steven?
Fantastic.
What was that?
Oh, Steven, pull the mic away a little bit from your face there.
the stoner voice.
I felt like you just ate me.
Do that again. That
fantastic.
Yeah, man. You know, the funniest thing is we don't smoke pot.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, whoa, Bill. What? Wait, what's that I hear in the background, Bill?
Hey, I spent a lot of time in California lately.
That's the way I always was.
And I will be spending more time in California permanently.
Whoa. Yeah, Bill, your back's hurt. Been bothering you? Is that what's going to be happening there?
Glaucoma.
Glaucoma. I can't see, man. I think I got the glaucoma.
Is that pot? I can't see it. Put it in my mouth.
Good time. So, Bill, Stephen and I saw The Hobbit.
Yeah, I didn't.
The Battle of the Five Armies. So, basically, the whole point of the third movie is, like, Thorin is just a dick, man. What's his deal?
Shocker! So, Thorin being a dick in the first two films means that he's going to be a dick in the last film. Or an even bigger dick.
He was a likable dick, but apparently there's this thing called...
Hey, some people really like dick.
It's, like, called...
Dragon fever.
Dragon sickness?
Sickness.
Where... I guess because dragons, they love gold and stuff. When you're around it, you just get super greedy, like Scrooge McDuck or something.
Did he swim in his gold?
Yeah, he like they jumped and he did a nosedive.
Were the Beagle Brothers in this?
Oh, I love those guys.
He was walking on that molten golden floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because in the last movie they dumped the gold on the Smaug. I do love Smaug, though. And just
how long does Smaug have in this one?
5 minutes, maybe?
Damn.
10 minutes. 15,
yeah,
10, 15 minutes, but it's pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
His desolation wasn't that good, I guess.
No, he destroyed.
Did he desolate?
He jacked some shit up, but
he did some destroying there.
And I love it. Benedict Cumberbatch does a great job with his voice. It's just awesome. And he's like, "You want to kill me, Bowman?" And he's like, "Ah, what's the matter? Your bow not working?" And it's just like, that'd be totally intimidating. Be like, you know what? I give up. The dragon's talking to me right now.
I'm freaking out. I'm like, shrooms, man.
I'm so
the dragon's screwed. Talking.
But, dude, of course, Bill, the high frame rate and all that stuff looks incredible.
It looked even better this time. It was not jarring at all. Like
at the very beginning, you know, it looks a little sped up for a few minutes.
I didn't feel that at all.
It did for me for a few minutes, but then it just, you adjust and everything's fine.
I think it improved from on the past two.
Yeah.
On the second one, I didn't have a problem with the high frame rate. Maybe because my mind had like that bookmark, like how to adjust to it immediately.
Yeah. There's one point where Legolas grabs onto a bat, this giant bat, and he's flying through the air and, you know, with the 3D and the high frame rate, and he's weaving around shit, and I was just like, dude, this looks awesome.
There was got disorienting and they did some camera moves when they were walking.
Did you just say disorientating?
Disoriented.
Okay.
He was disoriented, Bill.
There was a disorientation, I said. I think.
Oh, okay. I think.
Slight disorientation.
Dysenteriation. I'm shitting my pants.
I shit myself.
It made your head like feel wonky for a second.
Yeah, I got a little bit of that. There was a scene in there where they did a quick little swoop around,
mm-hmm.
and it was just like, whoa.
Like during
okay.
the battles?
No, it was they were walking through a little narrow corridor or something. I can't remember.
Right. Running down hallways.
But it was
and
just
stuff.
Like a quick little, one little quick turn. It just was like, whoa, hold on.
Dude,
a second.
The battles and stuff are awesome too, Bill, because, you know, of course, there's five armies fighting, and it's pretty freaking awesome. And
I know that I have a friend who's a huge Lord of the Rings geek, and they aren't real big on the Hobbit films because they deviate so far from just the story. So I was wondering. I mean, I've enjoyed both of them.
What
like I have no, I have no. All I have as a reference is that animated version that with the creepy characters.
Yeah.
Ralph Bakshi. Bakshi, yeah. That's the only story I know. I guess that's, you know, I've only like skimmed the book. I can barely remember it because I read it so early on.
Right.
But I have no problem with these movies. I think they've all been incredibly well done and exciting, and I really enjoy the extended editions. I just watched the extended version of the Desolation of Smaug. And was impressed by it. And it's like 30 minutes longer.
Yeah, I have a friend.
I don't mind it at all.
He's a big Tolkien guy, and he's had a problem with, well, yeah, this didn't happen. And it's like, yeah, I know, but come on. It's in Middle Earth. It's the same characters. Come on, just enjoy yourself. You know, it's not The Hobbit, the book. He expanded on it. He made it this big, long thing. And this is it, man. It's over after this. Can you just enjoy yourself? If you can't, I guess that's, you know.
That's
your
problem.
I enjoyed myself, and I haven't read the damn book. So, so what does it matter? It's a lot of fun, and I love, like, all the fighting and jumping around and the orcs and stuff. And they always find fun ways to kill orcs, don't they?
Yeah.
I like those big, gigantic ones or whatever.
I'm looking forward to seeing what Peter Jackson does next.
Yeah, I'm sure, and that's what I'm curious if it'll be in high frame rate, whatever he does.
I want a sequel to The Frighteners.
That would be cool.
Yeah, with Michael J. Fox just shaking around the whole time. I crack me up.
Wow.
But I love that movie. The Frighteners is probably one of my all-time favorite Peter Jackson films.
Michael J. Fox just shaking around.
I had nowhere to go with
what
that one.
What does that even mean?
You can't blame me for that.
Well, yes, I can. What do you mean?
You can't.
I can't blame you for that. You said it. Bill was possessed for a moment.
At this point, he'll be a ghost, and maybe it'll be like his son, because him and the girl hook up at the end.
By the way, you know, remember in Return of the King when Aragorn goes to the place where all the ghosts are, and they come to him and they fight for him? That looked like the same effects that he learned to do in The Frighteners, right?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There's a part here where the ghosts show up.
Yeah.
And, dude, they perfected that effect where it looked awesome, didn't it?
Right.
They've got really it good. Down where it just looks awesome with ghosts. It's really cool, Bill.
All right. I just farted and Webster got up and left. He really hates my farts.
That's good to know, Bill.
I'm cracking myself up.
It's good to know.
I know. I have really awful gas.
Merry Christmas to you, sir.
It's a present.
You're in Ohio.
This admittance of my odoriferous emanations is my gift to you.
For the first time ever, I'm glad you live in another state.
I'm sure it'll make its way down there eventually.
Oh my God! Like the winds.
I can see the green, the toxic cloud moving its way south now.
God, all right. Dude. What have you done to our Christmas show, Bill? Now, Bill, what holiday movie will you be watching for Christmas? You know how sometimes you're like, I'm going to watch this. It'll put me in the mood for Christmas.
You know what? I'm holding off on the holiday films right now. I have a lot of work to get done around the house. And Natalie comes in Friday morning at 5 a.m., pick her up from the airport, come back, do a little sleeping, and then we'll watch Christmas movies. So maybe White Christmas, definitely Christmas Vacation.
White Christmas? That's for old people.
Shut up!
That's like my dad watches that. Dude, I remember one time my dad did rent that. He goes, we're all going to watch this. And I was like hell.
your dad has good taste.
White Christmas? Is this about blow? Or
best
what is
Christmas ever. Whoever is Jaws. Just watch Jaws.
How is that a Christmas movie?
How is Jaws?
It's got Jaws.
No, I Die Hard, definitely.
Yes. Die Hard is an awesome Christmas movie. Yep. Christmas Vacation, of course. But let's see. Of course, you know, Christmas Day I watch, or actually Christmas Eve I watch A Christmas Story.
Oh, hell yes.
Over and over again on TBS.
Yep. 24 Hours of a Christmas Story.
I love it.
Before Christmas. Is that Halloween or Christmas? Or
that's Halloween.
I do it. No, it's really Christmas if you think about it. Because
it's Halloween, damn it!
Yeah, he is dressed up like Santa at the end.
Yeah, he's stealing Christmas.
It's like
it's totally Christmas.
You could watch it for
both
3 times. Months.
Yeah, I would watch that movie over and over again just because I love Danny Elfman. So.
Yeah. I would say that, Christmas Story is the one I definitely watch every year without fail, but Die Hard's a good one. You know,
I might mix it up this year and watch Gremlins for shits and giggles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
I came real close. I was going to buy tickets to his show in Anaheim and fly there and go see him.
Did you guys watch Darlene Love on her final performance of David Letterman?
No, I missed that, and I saw Jay Thomas was on, too.
Yeah, that was exciting. I was like, when can they get to the song?
Yeah, I hate Jay Thomas. He does that show on Sirius Stars, and he's such an asshole.
Or he's Eddie on Cheers. That's what I assume.
Yeah. But they killed him off because no one liked him, because he was an asshole.
Didn't he get killed by a Zamboni or something?
They wanted to make it as embarrassing as possible for the character.
Is that true? They all hated him?
Yeah, they couldn't stand him.
Oh, wow. That's pretty bad endorsement.
Even he's admitted to it that, you know, it's just he was rubs people the wrong way because he's an arrogant douchebag.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's there on the radio. And I'm just like, oh, who could sit and listen to this?
No one. No one. That's why he's on Sirius Stars.
I thought he was on Howard 101. Is he still on there?
He was on Fridays on Howard 101 for a while. And then I think they were just like, you know what? This guy's insufferable.
Yikes. Somebody listens to his radio show. Oh, I might, you know.
In fact, on Fridays, they do the live wrap-up show now. So I think that's what took its place.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I have heard that. It's interesting that they go into work even when Howard's off.
Yeah, I think they all do.
Very cool. So you will be watching White Christmas and Gremlins.
Yeah, what definitely Gremlins? Definitely White Christmas and
Lethal
Gremlins.
Weapon?
Lethal Weapon?
No, you know what? It's way too soon after the last time we watched Lethal Weapon.
It was pint. You had
kind of burnt out on Lethal Weapon.
What about this, Bill? The last Iron Man movie, Iron Man 3, took place during Christmas.
Well, any Shane Black movie takes place during Christmas.
A Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Long Kiss Goodnight.
Long Kiss Goodnight. I've seen that. Heather was like recording that every time it came on and watching it. I've seen that way too many times.
Oh, yeah.
In the past couple of years, yeah.
I haven't watched it in a very long time.
Yeah, seen that too many times. But what about you guys, your favorite Christmas songs? Do you have one, Steven? Because you guys know I love that Tom Petty Christmas Time Again song.
I always like the waitress's Christmas rapping.
Oh, yeah? I don't think I'm familiar with that. Let's see if that's on the YouTubes, which you know it will be.
Yeah.
Bill, are you familiar with that song?
No.
You know it. When you hear it, you'll know it.
You hear it, you know it.
You know
what is another song the waitress is saying? Is it like...
I can't think of a single song they're saying.
I know what boys like.
Yeah.
I know what guys want. You know that song, Bill? Down, down. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The waitresses. Christmas rapping. So do they rap in the song?
No.
Oh, it's W-R-A-P. When do they start singing?
Oh, I hate this f***ing song.
No!
I'm sorry. Oh, please stop it.
I want to hear some lyrics.
The humbug, well, that's too strong, cause it is my favorite holiday. But all this year's been a busy blur. Don't think I have the energy.
Sing along, Steven.
Red am I already mad
at my first cousin
since the season. The perfect gift for me would be
come on, Bill, you like this?
No, I hate this song.
Shopping counter, most interesting. Had his number, but never the time. Most of 81 pass along those lines. So deck those halls, trim those trees.
You do know the song, Bill.
Is he singing?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, now I recognize it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to play Bill's favorite Christmas song now. Okay, ready?
Shut up. I do like it. I do know all the lyrics.
It's a good song.
Last Christmas, I gave you
never
my heart.
Yes, you have heard this.
This is back when women thought he was straight. Good times, you guys. Good times.
And twice shy.
Okay, the song's over, Bill.
I kept my distance.
No, seriously, Bill. What is your favorite Christmas song, Bill?
I think my favorite Christmas song.
Like when you hear it, you're in the Christmas spirit.
I have two Christmas songs that I absolutely adore. The Little Drummer Boy with Bing Crosby and David Bowie. And the Christmas Waltz done by Frank Sinatra. Those are my two.
I remember when they would show that Bing Crosby, David Bowie video on MTV.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, that's I love those two songs. And a new favorite is Christmas from Washington Square by Wayne Newton. And that's for Natalie. I was totally unaware of that song until her. So.
Oh, wow. What about this song, What Do You Get a Wookiee for Christmas?
That's a great one.
Do you know what to get a Wookiee for Christmas, Bob? He already has a comb. I always think it's funny people love to point out that Bon Jovi sang on there.
Let me see. We have a scarf for Skywalker, right? Yes. And perfume for the princess.
Yes. Did you read that article I posted on Facebook? Wow.
That leaves one big problem.
The Wookiee.
Couldn't we get him a comb?
He gave him a comb last year.
What can you get?
Who sits and listens to this album?
No one.
It's a whole album.
You get in a hurry for a furry kind of friend like that.
Oh, God.
Someone says, one of the best John Bon Jovi albums ever. People love to point out that he sang a song on there.
How's it an album with John Bon Jovi?
One song. They're just proud of themselves because they know that, and they want somebody to go, what? What do you mean?
I've got to listen to this.
Yeah, he did a song on here. He sang it. I'm so filled with information. It's like, wow.
Hey, knock it off. I knew that. His brother, or no, his cousin produced it.
I posted the article. I read all about it.
Oh, you did? I didn't even see that.
Yeah, it's about the whole origin of the album and everything.
Yeah, is it about how it like was pulled from the bowels of hell? And unleashed upon us like a demon?
Well, they had to change one song's lyrics because George Lucas didn't like the making the Force, comparing the Force to Christianity, the way a song was made sounding. He goes, I don't like that, so they had to change it.
That album, I've seen it. I so many times at like the used record stores I go to, like Elizabeth Records, and they had a sealed copy for I think it was like $30, and I was so close to buying it last year, and then I was like, you know what, this is terrible. Not even the art is worth $30. It's everything about that era of trying to capitalize on Star Wars during Christmas time was such a massive mistake. the Christmas special is intolerable. I tried watching it without the riff tracks commentary that they did for it 1 year, and I was out 10 minutes in. Once Lumpy loads up the guys dancing around on the Dejarik table, it's just I was like, nope, that's it.
Yeah, it's very hard to watch, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna watch, is this a gag? And after like a few minutes, you're like, no, I can't even do that.
It's impossible. It is literally impossible to watch.
I think if I would have had that Christmas album like 5 years old, like I was loved Star Wars, super into it, it would probably be a nostalgic thing, but since I never listened to it then, it's not special to me. That's the only way I think you could get through it, is if that is a special memory, you know what I mean? Because we all like shows or songs or whatever that seem special to us then, but you listen to them now and you're like, yeesh, you know?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I had the Pac-Man Christmas album.
Oh my God, he did a Christmas album?
Oh my God, look up Snowflakes and Frozen Lakes. I mean, it's just, it makes no sense. The Christmas album itself was like Pac-Man and the Pac-Baby and Mrs. Pac-Man, and then the ghosts were decorating the tree. And I mean, it was, I thought it was amazing because I was a little shit. I didn't know any better. And it was kid stuff.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, everybody! Merry Christmas!
You know, Miss Pac-Man,
I just love this time of the
year. What the hell?
Everyone is so happy and cheerful, and outside it's so pretty and peaceful.
We're supposed to believe this is Miss Pac-Man talking?
No, this is Pac-Man talking.
Oh.
Summer has sunny days.
Sounds like a woman.
Swimming and playing games.
Pac-Man was very effeminate.
And meeting new friends, but the winter means snowflakes and
it was all those balls he was gobbling.
Once again.
Oh dear.
Oh dear.
Oh my.
Oh, here you go.
That's some kind of weird, kind of like new wave stuff, right? It's like Kenny G or.
Snowflakes and frozen lakes.
So picture Little Bill listening to this.
Little Bill.
Yeah, I was dropping acid.
Cider and ginger cakes.
You've got one of those little lights that shows the, you know, Milky Way on your ceiling and all the lights off. Laying on the floor looking at
Andy tripping balls.
I'm flying.
It's a silver dusted moon. That leads you through the woods.
Okay. How is there a Pac-Man Christmas album? It's a freaking video game and they made it to a Christmas album. Man, I'm
tripping. Snowflakes and frozen lakes.
I'm kind of creeped out.
It's like a creepy. That's where I hide the bodies in the frozen lakes.
You'll never find them.
Why are you in the woods?
As you're gazing out the frosted window.
Look at that snowball.
Oh, look at that snowball.
Yeah. Do the ghosts show up on the album too, Bill?
Oh, yeah. The change is sexual reassignment surgery.
And it's all because of snowflakes.
I don't feel natural in this body.
And you.
Something went terribly wrong.
Add a pink bow to my head.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, he wasn't born with a bow on his head.
Oh
wow! Any other Christmas albums like that, Bill?
No, that was the key. I mean, of course, there was the 45 of "Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer," and on the B side, I liked better. It was Percy the Puny Poinsettia or Poinsettia.
Really?
Yes, Percy the Puny Poinsettia.
Wow,
it was a great song.
There's no way it was that is going to be on YouTube.
Oh,
of course it is.
Percy the Puny Poinsettia, hanging his bloom in dismay.
So I see this if guy doesn't really change up his sound much.
He'd be a houseplant today. Folks like the other plants better. Now he's alone
better.
On the shelf.
It rhymes.
Even a plant
rhymes with poinsettia.
No uncle or aunt shouldn't spend Christmas Day by himself. Holiday shoppers would stop at the counter.
Man, listen to that ring.
Plant to take home.
Yeah.
One at a time, all his friends were adopted till Percy was left all alone. Percy, the puny poinsettia, hanging his bloom in dismay.
Any song you could add some tuba in there, I'm good.
This, it needs more tuba. I've got a fever. The only thing that can fix it is more tuba.
There's a song also that he did called Senor Santa Claus. You guys want to hear that?
No. No, actually, I don't. This is just a slightly racist.
Dear Senor Santa Claus, I think I tell you what. I would like your Christmas, and I hope you won't forget. I only want a peso that I can have for mine, to get my señorita something
for Christmas time. I don't believe you read the card last Christmas that I sent.
Wow. This is really awful.
Yeah, it is. Wow. Come on, Stephen, what other Christmas albums did you listen to when you were a kid?
I didn't listen to
Come on.
Honestly.
I wonder, was there a Donkey Kong Christmas? There was a
No, there wasn't. There wasn't a Donkey Kong Christmas album.
Oh, man. What about another?
Did you have the pool that Pac-Man did?
Yeah, a Centipede Christmas. Space Invaders Christmas.
Mario. Space Invader Christmas.
Yeah, Mario Christmas, Bill,
the,
huh?
This is the man Christmas.
There's got to be some kind of Mario Christmas.
Oh, God, I hope there isn't.
Oh, did you like that on Facebook, the Taken 12 Days of Christmas?
That was pretty genius.
This is pretty funny. Did you see this, Steven?
Yeah.
So silly.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Arms are snapping, guns are chopping, knees are breaking, bricks are cracking, bones are hacking, cars are crashing, guns reloading.
Five broken
days. I like that.
This is gonna end bad for you.
Don't be such a pessimist.
Four out of every
other cut.
You know we can arrest you for obstructing an ongoing investigation.
Good luck.
And Brian Mills smashing your face.
By the way, is Forrest Whitaker playing the exact same role he did in that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie?
He is. I think he is.
Is he the same character of a cop searching? And he's completely incompetent, too. He doesn't show up until the end when everything's over. He's like, oh, I found you.
Glad you pulled this together for me there.
Thank you.
So Kids Stuff, the horrendous company that released the Pac-Man Christmas album, also released a Raggedy Andy's Christmas Party, a Pink Panther Christmas, and a Strawberry Shortcake Christmas album.
Oh,
now, the Strawberry
goodness.
Shortcake Christmas album, I remember. My sister had it.
Oh, wow.
But I had no idea about the Pink Panther or the Raggedy Ann and Andy.
Man, they'll do anything, won't they?
Here's a little tidbit. On Amazon, the Pac-Man Christmas album is going for $49.50.
Wow. Are you going to try to get that?
Hell no.
Yeah, that's kind of scary.
Well, you know, it was the 80s. There was a lot of really awful things.
Do you guys know who Heat Miser is?
Sure, yeah.
Do you guys remember that song?
Heat Miser and was it Ice Miser?
Yes, the brother? Snow Miser.
Snow Miser, yeah. That was from Santa Claus is Coming to Town, right?
Yeah. Oh, wait, they have it on here. Of course they have it on here. I don't know why I'm ever surprised anymore. Remember this?
I'm Mr. Green Christmas. I'm Mr. Sun.
I really love this animation.
I'm Mr. Heat.
Thought it was
Blister.
Cool.
I'm Mr. 101. They call me Heat Miser.
And of course, he was also flamboyantly gay.
Well, he likes the heat.
He's flaming, simply
much.
Flaming.
He's Mr. Green. Christmas.
Are those guys wearing clothes?
Mr. Sun.
No. Just, hats.
Just hats.
He's Mr. 101.
Candy Fire.
Whenever I watch stuff like this, I'm like, oh, what can I get Emma into this? But she just like looks at it like really creepy. Like, I don't want to watch this.
He's too much.
Thank you.
I never want to know a day.
I just remember being a kid and watching this stuff and thinking it was awesome. You know?
It's still awesome.
9100 degrees. Oh, some like it hot, but I like it really hot.
Yeah, I hit my bum.
Bill, this is a Christmas show.
Sing it!
He's being very naughty this year.
He's Mr.
Oh.
They call me Heat Miser. Whatever I touch starts to melt in my clutch.
Don't touch a human, he'll kill them instantly.
Too much.
It's Ruby Starfruit.
Well, is it Mrs. Claus? Where's your husband? I'm on a commercial for my brother.
Oh, come now. You know Santa isn't on your brother's payroll.
Well, then he's grossly unfair, that's what.
Is that Paul Lynde?
I think so. I don't know. Wow. That's awesome. Love that stuff. And, of course, we love Charlie Brown. Do you guys, whenever I watch Charlie Brown and they, like, start yelling at, you blockhead, this is the worst Christmas tree ever. What's wrong with you? And it's just like, you know what? Everybody chill the F out. You guys are being assholes. You know, they're just being so rude to Charlie Brown. Does it ever make you guys mad?
Yes.
The way they treat Chuck?
Steven, that sounded very noncommittal.
I was a big Charlie Brown fan. I loved Charlie Brown growing
it's
up.
Very noncommittal.
I think Steven secretly hates Charlie Brown.
He was one of my favorites growing up.
I'm still not convinced.
I'd read the Sunday morning comics every, you know, with Charlie Brown.
So
I was sad when it quit.
Do you feel the way I do when they are all start ganging up on him? It's just like, dude, it's harsh, yo.
Yeah.
Leave him alone. Yeah.
They don't understand Charlie Brown's existential crisis.
I mean, yes, he is a blockhead. We know that. But, come on. It's really hard picking out a tree. Do you think if I picked out a tree, brought it home, you know, everyone would be happy about it? Well, the tree he does pick is pretty awful, though, isn't it?
Well, he picks the tree that encompasses his existential dread.
Oh, my God. I just saw this. Bill, you know how, like, on Facebook I showed you there was 10 hours of the Duel of the Fates?
Yeah.
They have 10 hours of Charlie Brown Christmas Dance. 10 hours long. It goes on for 10 hours. Oh, my God.
But that doesn't make any sense because that's just Linus and Lucy. That's not the Christmas music from it.
Right, but it's showing them dancing.
Oh, like the dance that they used in the Hey Now video.
Yeah, where the one guy's doing the chin on each shoulder.
Yeah.
And the girl's, like, going back and forth. And there's one kid, he's got his arms out, like, is he like a mummy or something?
You know, but that's kind of adorable. I would use that as kind of like a Yule log during Christmas.
Don't you think after the ninth hour, you'd be like, ah!
Not if it's just on in the background during a party.
You wouldn't start chopping things with an axe?
No, I would need Huey Lewis in the News for that.
Do you like Huey Lewis in the News?
All right.
No, Bill, 10 hours. This has only been a minute. This is 1 minute.
That means I need to, I'm leaving. Bye.
And it's over. Ah, that was so good,
that
you
guys.
That
was the past 10 hours.
Bill, come back. I turned it off. Hello?
I'm back.
He's gone.
Yeah, I'm gone.
So,
I'm not
Bill,
here.
I want you to look up the worst ever Christmas albums, just out of curiosity. I want to know if there's anything worse than the Pac-Man.
Worst Christmas albums.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, worst Christmas albums released by respected artists.
Mm-hmm. I heard that. I wish I didn't hear that, but I just heard that.
Oh, wait. William Hung's a respected artist? Hung for the holidays?
I'm talking like Kid Video Christmas or something.
Oh, was there a Kid Video Christmas?
I don't think so, but that would have been awesome.
Video to my radio.
Like Different Strokes Christmas episode or Christmas album with Arnold Jackson. Something like that.
All right, so let's get the past 20 years, we've got Afro Man, A Colt 45 Christmas.
Awesome.
I wish you would roll a new blunt. Afro Man is coming to town and deck the halls with a title that isn't suitable for family publication. So I think we can all guess what deck is switched out for.
Huh. How about you change the parameters to 80s, bad 80s Christmas albums.
Bad 80s Christmas albums.
What do you think, Steven? Like a Sleestak Christmas?
That would be
70s.
Way earlier, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, holy shit. Christmas with Colonel Sanders? Really?
Awesome.
I need that album now.
Is there Ninja Turtles Christmas?
I don't see one. I'm sorry. Right. Let's see what we got here for 80s. Christmas Island from Leon Redbone. Oh, that's got to be painful. Wasn't he the one that sang the Mr. Belvedere theme?
He might be, yeah.
Merry Christmas, Have a Nice Life from Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, you know that's going to be good.
Merry, Merry Christmas, New Kids on the Block. I had that album.
What?
I had that album.
It was your sister's, right?
It was mine. I loved New Kids on the Block as a kid. I would do, like, I mean, come on, it was September 19, 1989. I was 10 years old.
Bill was a young girl. He loved New Kids on the Block.
I had three sisters. I was allowed to. I always used that as an excuse, by the way, for my effeminate behavior. It was my sisters.
What are these? Just start singing, man. What the hell? Picture little Bill standing there. He's got his he's got his headphones on. He's rocking back and forth.
We're spreading all our joy. Spreading.
Do you remember this, Bill? Nostalgia? Are you?
No, I don't remember it at all.
This is the New Kids' Merry Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Whoa, dude, where'd
the woman come from?
When did they get Freaky Valley on the New Kids? Good Lord, man. Great Caesar's Ghost. Now, Bill, I want to do a special segment of the show where we do our Entertainment Landfill Holiday Gift Guide. What are the best things out this season to get for Christmas? We'll start off with me, Minecraft Legos, guys. Be sure and pick some of those up, Steven. That'd be awesome.
Minecraft saw those at Target. They look pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, Emma loves Minecraft based on YouTube videos of people playing. So we got to get her playing. She has.
Oh, my God. Her and Natalie's nephew, Connor. Or great. What is it? Not nephew. Yeah, no. Yeah, nephew.
This part, Bill, where you.
Sorry. Yeah, nephew Connor is obsessed with Minecraft and Minecraft videos.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? They like watching other people play it and stuff.
Yeah, I don't get that, but it's really, it's
it makes me want to do it because I could do a really good job, I think, of playing games and stuff. Adam was telling me how to do it.
Playing games.
Mm-hmm.
And then post it.
There's this thing called an Elgato, Bill, where you plug in your HDMI from your game system and then plug it into your TV, and then you can record the video of your gameplay.
Yeah, that's what I use for the Titanfall stuff that we did.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I use the Elgato.
Domo Elgato?
Mr. Roboto.
Mm-hmm. Now, Bill, you've been looking at TVs and stuff. What's, like, the coolest TV on the market right now?
The best television on the market right now is the Sony 9? Is it the XBR 900B series? It's the 4K set. It's like one of the first flat panel TVs that have good speakers and a subwoofer in it, but that makes it into a wedge and not a flat panel. Like,
oh, I see. So you can't hang it on the wall.
No, you can hang it on the wall. It's just going to look really strange. And I can't look any stranger than the other best TV, which is the Samsung HU9000 series, which is curved.
Right.
Those are the two top-of-the-line ones.
What do you think of that, Steven? Is that an interesting stand on that Sony? I like the giant speakers. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's a beautiful television, but it's $4,000 for the 65-inch.
I'm just getting used to the border image. And
without, yeah, but also, would you use those speakers ever, Bill, do you think?
You know what, if, maybe. But, I mean, I would have, no, I probably wouldn't. If I have a sound system, no. If I don't, yes, because then it saves me from getting a sound bar.
Right, right.
But sure, I mean, if if I don't have a good sound system, yeah. Some people, whenever you pay $4,000 for a TV, I doubt you're going to be able to afford a sound system.
Yeah, like, that's next year after I pay this TV.
No, that's probably in about 4 years.
So is that Sony that's been getting, like, outstanding reviews, like perfect picture and stuff?
Yeah, that's the top of the line because it has that localized dimming and all that. Because when you're dealing with an LED set, a lot of them are edge lit, but these are direct lit. So the LEDs are behind the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So they can do localized dimming and all that. And there's none of that, like, brightness towards the edges of the screen whenever you see, like, a dark scene or anything. So,
okay, I'm going to change my parameters a bit. What is the best TV on the market that's really affordable?
The Vizios. The Vizio 4K P series.
Yeah. Those are getting, you know, what's funny is because we laughed about Vizio back in the day, but they seem to really step their game up.
And I think what's really disappointing about these TVs, though, is they eliminated 3D from them. So you're paying $1,700 for, I think, like a 65 or 70 inch television, and it's an amazing television, but no 3D.
Right. And I think at this point, like, what size screens do they have? Like, do they get on up there? They have an 80-inch. Jesus, this thing's $3,000 for an 80-inch. The M series, or is that what you were saying?
The P series.
Oh, the P series. I wonder if the M series is any good.
Not really. The P series is the standout, and I know they're bringing the reference series later this year, and I think that's like 100 inches.
Let me check out the P series. I don't like that P series. Makes me think of urine. They should probably change that, don't you think?
Unless you're into that sort of thing.
Yeah. Luckily, I am, so... no.
Do it. We're a huge water sports fan.
When I was looking at the Vizios, it's weird how they keep the logo on the bottom right corner. Have you noticed that? What is that about?
Maybe they want the logo to be under the whatever you're watching on TV. So it's like, oh, I'm watching this on a Vizio. I had no idea that's what
it's
bought.
Like, oh, I need to continuously be reminded of this. Now tell me what's good about the P series.
It has an incredibly low lag, input lag for gaming. It's 4K. It's a lot of the M series, I believe, is what is called an IPTV panel, and it's not as responsive. So the P series uses the direct lighting. And it's just a more responsive, better color, better, you know, whenever you're dealing with 4K, you want to pull as much detail out of it as possible.
Right.
And it's just considered, if you don't need 3D, it's the one that you should get.
So basically you could buy a Vizio P-Series 70-inch Ultra HD full array LED smart TV for $2,500. That's like insanely cheap. A 70-inch TV.
Yeah, and I mean that's what if you're not interested in 3D, that's the way to go.
Wow, I kind of want an 80-inch TV though, Steven. Ridiculous.
You start getting into like 80-inch, you might as well just get a projector.
Well, I don't want to have to deal with a projector though. I want the lights to be on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
But
If it was just strictly home theater, then yeah, you go projector for big.
I think 70-inch would be good.
But if you're going to watch TV, just TV on it, then...
See, because I think like this, that's 64 inches right there. 70-inch, would it be like, it's not that much bigger, or it is.
It's like mine, it's a 52, but then you go to 17, it's like, or 70, it's, that's quite a bit
that
bigger.
That's quite large.
Quite a jump.
What do you think, Stephen? Bill, what's your dream size television?
Television?
Yeah.
I think any more than 70 inches is too much. I mean, that's a huge amount of real estate on a wall. And I would be perfectly happy with a 65.
What, are you going to hang pictures up there? What are you going to put up there besides a TV?
Like, you don't want to walk into a room and go, wow, look at that massive television.
Yeah,
it's not...
Oh, yeah, you do.
I'm kind of besides watch TV. Nope.
I remember in the early How I Met Your Mother, they never showed it, but Neil Patrick Harris's TV was the size of the wall.
Yeah.
So people would come in, and it would be super bright in there, and they go, wow, look at that TV! But you never saw it. You just see how bright they were, like, watching it. It was always funny. Come on, Bill. Think of that, playing some Xbox on there.
On a wall-sized TV?
Oh, yeah.
I wish I could play Xbox at all anymore. I've been so busy. I've played Sunset Overdrive for a while, but yeah, I mean, it's cool. It's all right.
Now, Bill, what do you mean it's all right? It's awesome.
You mean that, like, the 80-inch TV?
Oh, no, I was talking about Sunset Overdrive.
Oh, I was talking about the TV.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just wait till I have one, Bill, then come over and tell me.
All right, well, I'll let you get it, and then I'll just come over to your house and watch TV.
That's too big. I'll be like, what? No, here, it'll be too big if the picture sucks. Like, you're watching VHS on it. If you're watching 4K, I think it would look excellent.
Oh, yeah. I mean, 4K, I think the...
when you get up to 80 inches, you're looking at flaws in the picture.
Yeah, but in a 4K picture, you can sit, I think, like 4 feet from the screen before.
Right.
I think they said you need to sit 4 feet from the screen to be able to tell a difference.
And you know what? I was thinking about how, like, Netflix is doing 4K now. If you have the internet speed, just keep that in mind. But also, Amazon is doing that too, Bill. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, they're doing 4K also if you have the internet speed. And
it's so who has the internet speed for that?
I don't know. What do you need it to be to do that?
Probably you would have to be in the megabytes. I mean, most speeds are classified as megabits. Like, like 50 megabits per second is what I have through Time Warner. I'm not sure what you have because you have DSL, right?
I don't.
You get it through the phone, right? You don't get it through cable.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, yeah. So you probably average around 20 to 25 megabits. So I think you would probably need like close to a gigabit. Like you would need like Google Fiber to use 4K.
Yeah, like for instance, I've been watching Marco Polo on Netflix on the Xbox One, and it looks incredible. The show is just photographed beautifully. It looks stunning, simply stunning. Like, I'm wowed by it. I'm like, how much money did they spend on the show? Because it looks incredible. It looks like they went back in time, kind of thing. And then I saw that they spent $90 million, and I was like, well, that'll do it.
So, yeah, I think that'll do it.
But I was thinking, if you were watching this in 4K, oh my God, I bet it looks incredible. Bill, are you okay? Oh my God.
Great. It was a 4K orgasm.
Oh my God.
That was terrible. I'm sorry.
Bill!
I'm all right.
A 4K orgasm.
Well, I mean, I have stood in Best Buy and looked at them and gotten a slight tech boner because they are gorgeous televisions, especially whenever they have like the 4K nature stuff going on.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's stunning, but it's so out of my price range right now. Like it's ridiculous, like the student loans and stuff like that that I've got going on, and it's just there's just no it's everything.
Joy Gadam.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, thank you, Jim Carrey. Oh, no, it's replaying. Gigasm. No, but I know what you mean. If you stand there, it's like when I'm in like Best Buy or whatever and they have the Magnolia Bill and they have 4K TV and they're showing stuff, I'm like, this makes me happy.
Yeah, this is the future.
This is what makes me happy in life. Why can't I just stand here and watch this all day? And time, it's kind of like, what was that ribbon thing floating through space in Star Trek where if you get trapped into it, you're in your happiest
place?
Oh, God,
what the hell was that?
But when I'm in Best Buy watching 4K, I'm in that kind of time ribbon thing.
You're riding horses with...
Jason, are you still watching this television? It's been 4 years. Oh, what? You've been standing here 4 years.
But I haven't aged.
But I haven't aged. Everyone else has. Your daughter, she's in college. I'm like, no, I missed everything. Watching this stupid television. I don't even own it. I'm watching them just replay
well,
the
there
same
you go.
Shit.
My life is, your life is empty with 4K.
Yeah. Maybe we shouldn't get 4K.
I think you're right.
Yeah. We just need to go on with our lives.
We need to go take a trip somewhere else. Get away from 4K.
All right, Bill. Must have Blu-rays for the holiday season. The easiest one is Guardians of the Galaxy, is it not?
Oh, yeah. I would say that and maybe the Pee-wee's Playhouse on Blu-ray.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah, they released the whole series on Blu-ray.
Holy shit. Is it in 16:9 or is it?
No, because it wasn't. You know, it wasn't shot in 16:9. But
well,
it's,
you never know. They might have done what they're doing with The Wire, where
yeah, they went back and completely. They opened the frame.
They did that with Buffy too, and they're complaining because you see gaffers and stuff in it.
That's great.
Yeah, I think the Shout Factory, again, they released the 25th anniversary edition of Weird Al's UHF.
I love that movie! Okay. I love Conan the Librarian.
Gandhi, too. No more Mr. Passive Resistance. He's
don't
out.
Don't you know the Dewey Decimal System?
Yes, Conan the Librarian.
My favorite is Spatula City. Spatula City. Do you remember that, Bill?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I love Spatula City.
I want to go to Spatula City, pick up a spatula, because that's all they have there, I think.
Spatula.
Yeah, that's all they have at Spatulas.
What else has come
How
out?
How else can you say I love you, but with the gift of a spatula?
Bill, you have seen that too many times.
Oh, my God, yeah. It's ridiculous.
I've seen it once, I think.
Oh, that's just criminal.
I need to see it again, I guess. Do you think I need to see it again, Steven?
Probably.
Okay. I'll check it out. Steven, that was a non-committal probably.
Yeah,
right. Exactly.
Non-committal, Steven. Oh, wait. Sorry.
Jesus Christ. Non-committal PCZ.
I'm dying, you guys. This is our last show. It's Merry Christmas.
I'm dying.
Oh, Steven, you're dying too?
No, I was finishing your sentence because after you were drinking.
That's a pretty non-committal, no, I got nothing.
Oh, gasoline!
All right, and I know a bunch of the Miyazaki films hit Blu-ray recently, like Princess Mononoke and I think Kiki's Delivery Service also. But it's nice because Lasseter, who runs Disney Animation right now, is... big fan of Miyazaki, so all the films that they're releasing have the original Japanese tracks, not just the English dubs. So right. You can watch it as it was meant to be.
I really think that Princess Mononoke is fantastic, and I really like Spirited Away. And I have to admit, I haven't seen enough of his films. I really haven't. And I really wanted to see his last one. What was it called, Bill?
The Wind Rises.
Yeah, I really want to see that. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't, but I'm waiting to watch it.
I gotta check that shizzy out, yo.
Yeah, I've heard it's fantastic.
I don't know what movies to see now, Bill. Recommend a movie to see during the holiday season, because I have seen The Hobbit, but what else? Should I see that new Cumberbatch film where he, like, breaks the code?
Well, it's the story of Alan Turing who, was the leader of a team who broke the Enigma code, but it also gets into the whole thing that he was a gay man in a time that being gay was actually illegal in Great Britain, and he was arrested and then chemically castrated. So it might not be the most festive film to go to.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm still playing...
Yeah, but I'm not really sure what's in theaters on Christmas. I mean, The Interview was supposed to be.
Oh, let's see.
Yeah. This is just really depressing, actually, because you spurred this on me here. Let me pull up IMDb and see what we got, because my wheels are spinning.
Well, it's just down to Kirk Cameron Saves Christmas.
Yeah. Or when does that new Kevin Sorbo movie come out on Blu-ray, Bill?
Oh, my God. Is that God's Not Dead?
God's Not Dead.
All right. So you could go see Annie, the new version, the urban version.
Yes.
Or you could just download it on BitTorrent because it was one of the films leaked in the Sony hack.
You know, I read Drew McWeeny's review of that, and he said it's like a movie embarrassed that it's a musical, so it like makes fun of the musical, like why is everyone singing and dancing, like kind of like
so it's annoyingly self-aware.
Yes.
He All said right, so we have the
bad.
Unbroken, which is the Angelina Jolie film about Louis Zamperini.
Do you guys want to see that?
Nope.
I actually do want to see it. I'm not going to go to the theater to see it. Into the Woods, epic. Which is the Stephen Sondheim musical.
You guys want to see that?
Nope.
Stephen.
I'll go see it, yeah.
What was it?
Into the Woods.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'd probably see that. That'd be all right.
Okay. We have The Gambler, the Mark Wahlberg film.
I'm a huge Kenny Rogers fan. I'll check that out.
Yeah, you got to know when to hold him.
Before he had his face stretched.
Oh, my God. Poor Kenny Rogers.
There's a commercial with him on it. I'm like, that's not Kenny Rogers.
That's like a Kenny Rogers imposter.
By aliens, and that's a clone.
Yeah, it's an alien in a Kenny Rogers suit, and it doesn't fit right.
Yes, an Edgar suit. yeah, he's the real Kenny Rogers is on an island in a stream somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he is. Then we have Selma. The Martin Luther King film.
Also, The Sister of Marge.
Yes, the Sister of Marge. American Sniper, which is about Chris Kyle, the sniping legend who did many tours in Iraq and then was killed by a guy at a gun range.
Yeah.
And Big Eyes, the Tim Burton film.
Yeah, what about that, Steven?
I'd be interested in that. Tim Burton. Yep. I love Tim Burton.
Tell me about Margaret Keane.
Is that based on a true story? Because
yes.
Basically, it's this woman made these
paintings,
big-eyed type pictures, right?
Yes.
And somebody ripped her off her style?
Her husband, it was her own husband.
Her husband took... They wouldn't think that a woman would be an artist.
So
yeah, her husband, Walter Keane, took credit for him.
And then he stole them from her, or... What?
No, he just took credit for her work.
For it and, you know, the money and all that stuff, you know, until she could prove that it was her.
Oh, and that's what the film's about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I remember there was a court where there was a trial where they had to replicate a painting, and that was he did his best to do it, but it kind of proved that he was a... He was the imposter, or a, what would you call it, a plagiarist?
Yes.
Right. Wow, that sounds interesting. I'd like to check that out. It's Tim Burton, you know. What was the last film he did? Do you even remember?
Was it the Alice in Wonderland?
Might have been.
Maybe.
I haven't been interested to see his last couple of films, I don't think so. It'd be cool.
Yeah, the last Tim Burton film I genuinely enjoyed was... God, was it the Big Fish? Big Fish.
I do love mm-hmm. Big Fish. That's an awesome movie.
Steven, you cried at that, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Like,
oh, God, I bawled my eyes out.
Steven, are you okay? And I pat him on the shoulder. He pushed. He's like, get away from me! And I was like, oh, my God. He's just like, Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. You know what? I watched Dark Shadows was really good.
It's pretty noncommittal.
Didn't happen that way. I think I watched it by myself the first time, and I was like... Kind of teary-eyed. I didn't cry, just got teary-eyed about it. Yeah,
that's
it
good.
It welled up a bit.
That's good to have a good cry, isn't it?
It's therapeutic.
Yeah, it is. It is good.
Kind of non-committal. Non-committal answer there, Steve.
Maybe you should have one, maybe you shouldn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
Depends on the person, you know.
You want to cry? Yeah. Cry if you want to. I don't know.
Cry like a little girl.
It's your party. Cry if you want to. What are we talking about?
I have no idea.
I only see big blockbuster action movies, Bill. So what's the next one?
I think that's it for Christmas.
When's the next Marvel movie come out?
What's it? May?
Man, I got a long time to wait, man.
Is Mad Max Fury Road in March or...
Oh man, I'm so ready. I wanted a Mad Max trailer so bad before the movie last night, but there wasn't.
I wonder what that's going to be in front of.
There's a Jurassic World Park trailer.
I'm not sure about Jurassic World.
I do like bits of it. Yeah, the little sphere that you get to cruise around in, that was cool.
Well, why do they keep experimenting on friggin' dinosaurs? Stop already.
Why would they create a world for people to get killed in?
Well, it's okay to combining. Have meat eaters, but they're like, we created one that's based on all the
We made
predators.
A Velociraptor with a Tyrannosaurus Rex mixed with the Allosaurus. Yeah.
It's just like
you got the three worst dinosaurs ever, and you combined them.
I guess they have to do that to have a story or have conflict, but it's just like, what's wrong with you people?
Just make the vegetarian ones, and that's it.
I love vegan dinosaurs.
The herbivores.
Man, my throat is... I don't know what's going on. I keep coughing. Guys, it's been a lovely evening with you guys. Sipping on our hot cider. Steven, you like cider, right?
Yes. I do like cider. It's very good.
Committed. That's a committed
answer. That was committed. That was good. I liked how he caught himself on that one.
Bill, you do like cider, don't you, Bill?
I do. I really enjoy it.
What's the kind of cider that gets you drunk?
Hard cider.
Hard cider. So I can't buy that like at the local store?
You got to... Probably, I don't know, would they... They may have it in the beer section.
Oh, yeah, they have it in the beer section.
So it is alcoholic? Mm-hmm. It's not just weird...
It's like 5 to 6% alcohol.
Oh, okay. So, interesting.
It'll give you a buzz.
Yep.
Especially if
you heat it up, you know...
Are you guys eggnog people?
No, not...
Yes.
What do you put in the eggnog? Or just drink it straight?
Well, I normally don't get the alcoholic eggnog, but if you're going to make eggnog, I'd have to look the recipe up. But there's definitely booze in it, rum.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Anna, my dad was an eggnog drinker. I'm just like, ugh. Maybe it's because it has the word egg in it.
You're not a big egg guy, are you?
I know. I love eggs scrambled or fried, but I don't want to drink it. Eggnog.
My God, it's creamy deliciousness.
Maybe I'll try it this year.
You'll probably hate it.
What about you, Steven? You try it?
No, I won't try it again. Huh? It's been years. It's I don't committed remember.
Maybe you had really awful eggnog, Steven. What if it's the greatest thing in the world and you just had bad eggnog?
That's true. I tell Emma that all the time when she won't try some. I tried it once. It was gross. I go, what if you had the worst version of it? This is the best. No, I'm not going to do it. It's like, damn, never worked, Bill.
Doesn't work on kids.
Reverse psychology on kids never works. So it uses bourbon. Yeah, bourbon.
Bourbon.
Yep.
Nice.
See, you just had bad eggnog.
Yeah, I don't even remember. It's been so long.
I'm not a liquor guy. I never was.
That might be it, too, that I just, it was
even when I did drink, I wasn't a liquor guy. Like, you would, like, scotch or something, you'd just be like...
Tequila? Okay, you've kind of got my attention.
Well, it could be a festive,
Steven, you've got my attention, sir.
You have my attention.
I don't know why I like tequila, but I do.
This is Mexican eggnog.
Tequila! We're Senor Santa Claus.
Doesn't work.
Well, guys, what do you say we wrap it up? We've done a 2-hour show.
My throat is killing me.
It's been pretty awesome. It's good catching up with you guys. It's just, you know, when it rolls on around to Christmas time, we're all so busy.
Right.
Steven, you're...
Not me. I'm completely open. I've been off for 3 weeks.
Well, I was going to ask you, Steven, since you're off, have you been putting Christmas lights on your house?
No. I've been playing video games.
I'm so proud of you, Bill. Did you hear this? Steven's been playing video games.
That's just fantastic. I'm so proud of you, Steven. You're really living up to your potential.
Steven's been playing Assassin's Creed, killing guys, murdering guys in fantastic
Jason was laughing
ways.
At me.
Well, now I'm just ashamed of you because I hate those games.
But it's the new one.
Yeah, well, I guess because I played the first two, and maybe he hasn't, so it's just the same shit over and over again.
The premise of it where you're not actually in the past, you're like a guy playing a video game or something?
Right.
Are all the games like that, Bill?
Yep, you go into the Animus, and you go back in time to one of your ancestors who just happened to be an assassin.
And a badass assassin.
Pirate assassin.
Whoa, so you're like related to the person you're playing?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Huh. Steven's really paying attention.
Not really committed to the story.
Steven's just killing things. I've got to sneak up on this guy and get stabby on his neck.
Well, tell me what's the coolest animation, like when you kill somebody?
Me, my favorite part, and I giggle probably every time I do it, when I go and I will assassinate someone from behind, then I pick up their body and pitch it into a well. Or a big thing of hay. A haystack.
You hide their body.
Yes,
that's the big... It's still a thing. That's good to know that you can hide in a haystack and then have people that are looking for you just pass right by.
And if their back is to you, you can hit assassinate and you can pull them into the hay bale with you and kill them.
Yeah, no one will see that. That person just pulled that.
I
saw
what funny is I'm picking
stack.
Up the dead bodies, and all the local townspeople are looking at me like with their hands all their mouth. Oh my god!
Are the animations cool? Like, do you stab people in the throat or what? What do you? How do you kill them?
Yeah, you can. There's different things you can do. It's like mine is I've got the blades on the back of my hand, so I the blades come out and they shove them into the base of their skulls.
Jesus! Wow. And then you're like, and throw his body in a well.
And but you can do a double assassination. So it's two guards are standing side by side, and you come up and jab both of them and kill
them.
Does
it bother you that people drink out of that well?
No.
Because that's really unsanitary. There's dead bodies in the water they're drinking. That just really bothers me.
That's nothing new for back then.
Yeah, it's like... Mm.
Yeah, if I'm down on the pier,
this thing's like corpse.
If I'm down in the pier, I toss them over by the boats in the water.
Well, that's much more sanitary.
This tastes like piss and flies. What movie is that from? Do you guys know it?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
What is he?
Super Trooper.
Does this taste like piss and flies? And he's
no,
like,
no,
yeah.
It was.
It wasn't Super Troopers.
No, it was Clerks
Club
2.
Dead.
Clerks 2. Yeah.
Clerks 2.
It's when he gives. He scoops out ice out of the urinal and puts it in the drink, and then he puts flypaper on
it. To, my name is Earl.
Yeah, trying to give it to Jason Lee, but Jason Lee gives it to
Jay.
And then later on, him and Silent Bob are eating it, and he goes, "Yo, does this taste like piss and flies?"
Nice.
And he just nods, "Yeah." And then they just keep eating it. I don't know why I just thought of that. But, guys, okay, let's wrap up this Christmas show. It's been a lot of fun, but we have a tradition, Bill, and I'm so sorry.
I hate you.
This is a tradition. We can't stop it. I mean, you agree that traditions are bad
traditions
thing, right?
Are terrible ideas.
Can I change mine from the waitresses to this, my favorite song?
Yes.
Yeah, that's just because you know it pains me.
We've got to listen to this, you guys, and then we can wrap up the show. Christmas
I hate
video.
Both of you.
I love it.
Oh,
holy night.
Holy night.
Yes.
Stars are brightly shining. It is the night.
Ah, yes.
Of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error high, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth.
That really is the best part.
Yeah, I like the subtle parts.
The weary world rejoices.
I can't find
how it looks.
Yonder breaks
a new and glorious morn.
The audience looking at each other like, what the hell?
It always is.
You see, you know when somebody tries to sing bad on purpose, you always know it. This guy is trying to sing and he can't, and that's why it's the most
priceless,
incredible recording I've ever heard, Bill.
I don't know. I think the guy doing the ladies' night karaoke was pretty fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, it was.
Well, Bill and Steven, I hope you guys have a very Merry Christmas.
You too, sir.
I hope you get all the Intellivision games you asked for.
I asked for ColecoVision.
Steven, you give me the most clueless look you've ever given.
Like, what the hell's Intellivision? That's not
Intellivision. Come on, remember?
Flashing back, I'm thinking it was.
Steven, I hope you get all the Atari 5200 games you asked for.
2400. What was it?
It was the Atari 2400.
The Atari
2600.
2600.
Yeah. 2400 never came out, I don't think. Right, Bill?
So 1200.
Yeah, that was the precursor to the 2600.
The 2600.
Bill, I
never,
hope you get...
Which never came out.
All your Sega Mega Drive games?
Yes, if I lived in the UK.
But, and I hope you guys have a Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year. God bless us, everyone.
Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping to do some more ETL dailies. I've got, oh my gosh, I've got Mike Chinstroker. He wants to do a show.
Awesome.
I've got Rick Lidster. I've got Ross. I've got Ken P. It's going to be pretty cool. I want
to
do this.
Yeah, and you have to do them pretty early to do them with
some of those fellows.
With Mike, who's in New Zealand now, Wellington, New Zealand, and...
Yeah, he told me the exact time he's available, so it'll be cool if we work
that's
it out.
That's awesome. I'm so looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'll try to talk about something other than Sony for the interview. Or, you know, it'd be cool to like create subjects of something we talk about for that episode or something.
Yeah, and Mike Chinstroker is co-host of Chinstroker versus Punter. So if you don't listen, or if you do, go download their episodes. Great film discussions.
I think we're going to talk about V. Nothing but V.
Wow, that would actually be really cool.
And that Mark Singer is going to be on... wait, what is he going to be on? I just blanked.
I don't know, but they used a picture of him in Beastmaster for the story, and it was genius.
Yeah, that's what I was, what I loved about it. It was like Mark Singer, and I was like, whoa, he's the Beastmaster. They do know he's not. He doesn't look like. Oh yeah, Mark Singer joins Arrow.
Oh, I still think it would have been better if they used a picture of him holding Kodo and Podo.
Yeah, definitely. I am Dar, the Beastmaster. I got to check that out.
See, what is he?
I am
like,
Tanya Roberts was the first pair of breasts I ever saw. By the way, Beastmaster has a legendary history for me.
She was a very special kind of actress.
She was a special actress.
Yeah, but I had a crush on Tanya Roberts when I was a very young a kid. So it's like that's a little weird. You're not sure, like. Her things are scary, like all of a sudden, like,
I
have a crush on her in there, she's naked, and I'm confused.
Well, it's funny, and I've told this story on the show before, I hate to reiterate it, but I will. My family didn't have a VCR, and whenever they first came out, my dad's best friend, Bert, who lived down the road from us, lent us his VCR for the night and a couple movies. And the movies were Beastmaster and Moving Violations.
Quite a double feature.
Come on. So you had two movies that made me feel strange. I mean, we're watching Beastmaster and here comes Tanya Roberts out of the water. And it was like, what's that? And
oh,
I like it.
Oh,
and,
dear.
And
then you see then what's her name in the leather S&M gear.
Yeah, Sally Kellerman was in Moving Violations, but made me excited in Moving Violations was Jennifer Tilly, who was running around with the Murray brother. I can't remember which Murray brother it was that was the lead in that. But yeah, then there was a scene where they go to she's a NASA scientist and they go to this zero gravity room, and the moment I saw that I was like, I need to go there. I need to go to that zero gravity room.
You didn't realize it wasn't real?
Yeah, I didn't realize. I was a kid. I didn't know it wasn't real. And then there's this awful little thing where they take off their clothes and supposedly they're having sex in the zero gravity and their shirts embrace.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah, that was my introduction to VHS and sexuality. So thank you, Bert. May you rest in peace, you marvelous bastard.
You had a very kind of... did he also have a bottle cap collection by any chance?
No, but he had an incredible sci-fi collection of books.
Did he like do a dance called Doing the Pigeon?
No, he didn't. But he had a really good friend named Ernie who he would call his emotional friend. Not, you know, they didn't want to...
No, but that's cool.
Yeah.
It's so funny, like, those memories, they are special to us. That's what I think Christmas is all about, to segue back to the beginning, Steve.
It's all about your first boobs.
Yes, yeah, Merry Christmas.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's a very special time.
Just as Jesus' first boob was Mary's. I'm sorry, that was awful.
Wow,
that was really bad. Like, I apologize for that. I didn't mean it.
Offensive Bill tonight. You've been naughty. You're on the naughty list, Bill.
Oh, I guess because I'm irritable. When I'm irritable, I'm naughty. I'm sorry.
Why are you not,
I apologize.
Irritable. Bill, Stephen and I have been so nice to you. Why are you mad at us?
We're both righteous bastards.
Stephen's been very noncommittal, and you've been very ornery.
Yeah, whatever.
It's Merry Christmas. The holidays. Aren't we all a little ornery?
I guess so, yes. Like, I'm, like, realizing how hungry I am for dinner.
Like, it's Saturday night, and in 6 days, I get to see my girlfriend walk off a plane in Ohio. And I'm excited, and I'm irritable, and I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be like the movies where she's coming down the steps.
I already told her that I'm going to have a sign that has her name as she's walking out of the terminal.
You need the sign to say John McClane.
Oh my God, yes.
California.
Thank you.
That's what I wanted to ask you when you went to California the first time. Were you going California whenever you saw something?
Yeah, you know what? It is pretty amazing. Yeah, I was. I did say California. Come out west and get together, have a few drinks.
Oh,
come out
wow.
to the coast.
You totally screwed that line up.
Yeah, come out to the coast. Get together. Have a few laughs.
Get together. Have a few laughs.
my mind is in I think
fine, right,
first
Bill.
Gear.
Bill, it's okay. It's the time of forgiveness. It's Christmas.
That's what it's all about. That's the reason for the season.
Steven, I hope, learns to commit in the new year.
Maybe I will. Maybe I won't.
Maybe. But I love you guys, and I love doing shows with you, and I miss you guys. I miss the regularity of us doing shows. We'll get back into the swing of things, but I love getting together and doing shows and having some laughs.
Yep.
Even if we're not at the coast.
It's all right.
Oh.
You're an asshole.
It's not committal. Hey, if we do a show, we do a show. We don't, we don't.
Wow. Totally not committed.
No, I love doing this. This is fun. I have lots of fun.
It was
And I thank you guys for moving it to tonight, because I know you guys went to see The Hobbit last night, and I haven't been able to. I'm kind of in the middle of doing a bunch of things around the house, because I'm always like, it's got to be perfect, but somebody visits.
I want to tell you something, Bill, that might help you or might not. You might just ignore me. It doesn't have to be perfect. And it never will be perfect.
Oh, I know that. I've accepted that. Nothing is perfect.
Just relax. Everything's going to be fine.
All right. I will. So Natalie just told me it has to be perfect.
Oh, shit. Well, great. Well, yeah, get back work, buddy.
Yep, no sleep for you tonight, buddy.
It has to be perfect. Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes perfection's good. Look at James Cameron. He goes for perfection.
He's right. The king of the world.
Okay, your house is Avatar, and you're James Cameron.
Does it have to be in 3D?
Yes, oh, it does.
I'm so screwed.
And it has to be in a Panasonic plasma.
Oh, God, do you remember that?
Yeah.
That was amazing.
You know, plasmas are no more.
It's too bad.
I'll just remember that. That's our in memoriam for the year. No more plasma.
Yeah, plasma was 2014, the death of the plasma.
Plasma and Sons of Anarchy will no longer be around.
Thank God for one of them.
Well, guys, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah. What else? Happy Festivus for the rest
Happy
of us, Steven. Feats of
Happy
strength.
Life here.
Make sure you donate to the Human Fund, Money for People.
What was that, Bill, in the Star Wars, Life Day?
Life Day.
Yes.
Life Year.
Life Year. I like that, though. So, guys, we will see you next time. Thank you to our audience, people who support the show, all of our patrons. Why don't we thank our patrons? We haven't in a while because we haven't been we haven't done a regular show lately. I just kind of think
let's run down through the list. Let's do the Romper Room.
Let's go look at
it. Is that the match game?
Yes. It popped in my head. So I want to thank all of our patrons. Thank you guys for supporting the show. There was a drought of shows. I hope you're enjoying the ETL dailies because they're going to keep coming out. Hope you guys dig those. Now, I want to thank Jennifer Morris. I want to thank Robert Bihana, Darren Finland, Paul Ty, Tom Aresto, Todd from the ATL, Steven Steinbach, Brian, Adam Howard, who was on, didn't Adam do a good job on that show he did with me? He was like,
he really did, so
self-conscious. He's like, I don't know anything about movies or anything. I was like, just be yourself. We'll have a fun time talking. He did great. Rick Lidster, Marvin, Sean Uioka, John Waltz, Jason Pash, Ken Proventure, who I'm going to do a show with, Kelly Murray, Jenny, Bill Lochner. Hey, Bill.
Yeah, that guy's an asshole.
Oh, Bill, no.
No, seriously, he's a huge dick.
Well, you did make that Michael J. Fox joke.
I did.
Tom
so
Bickmore,
inappropriate.
Srooley Meyer. You know what you made me remind me of is that there was an episode of Different Strokes with Sam and Arnold, where they're making fun of epilepsy. And remember, it was when Mrs. Garrett was gone because she was on the Facts of Life. So they had Adelaide, their new housekeeper.
Oh, I hated that woman.
And they were joking about, like, this person who had epilepsy. If she held on to a glass of milk, it would be a milkshake. And they're laughing. And Adelaide stops and she goes, Arnold Jackson,
I have epilepsy. And it was like, done. And they just stood at her dumbfounded and then cut to commercial. It was very shocking, you guys.
It was a very special episode. It's up there with the episode where the manager of WKRP rapes boys.
Yeah, I don't think that they went that far. They had him take his shirt off.
I don't know, man. He was getting drunk. He was totally ready for it.
Poor Dudley.
He was a NAMBLA member.
And back to thanking our patrons, Tom Bickmore and Cerule Meyer. And I want to apologize for Bill. Also, I'd like to thank Adam Sexton and Carl. I'd also like to thank Slade Bailey, Brandon, Nathena Lewis, Kelly, B. Sly, Ross Ponyi, Mark Anderson, Rob Bickmore, Sam Abbott, Swiley, almost said his whole name, but it's Swiley, Terry Farthing, Michael Kiley, Jean-Francois, there you go, Mike Metcalf, and Paul Wong Pan. Thank you guys for being patrons. We love you guys. Thank you for supporting the show, and I hope you keep listening. And we'll keep doing them.
Thank you very much.
It's been an awesome year. We've tried to, you know, we were doing a bunch of shows, kind of dropped off a little. We're going to be more consistent.
In the new year.
Yeah. And like I said, I love doing the shows with you guys. Thanks for being my friends. And
thanks for having us do the show with you.
It's awesome. It's the most fun I ever have, besides staring at that 4K TV at
Best Buy.
One
day of the week I look forward to.
Oh, Steven, you've never said something like that before. Oh,
I'm very impressed. That was quite committal.
That was committal. Very committal.
And we have the title for the show this time, Non-Committal Christmas.
Hey, I like that, Bill. Yeah. Bill named the show. I like it.
I'm good for things sometimes.
He's Mikey. He likes it. I like that one year it was Christmas in Christmas and FPS, 48 FPS or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Christmas in high frame rate.
Yeah. I'm going to miss having a Hobbit every Christmas to watch. They need to do a Hobbit 4 for next year, don't you think?
Hobbit. Oh, my God. That would totally piss off the Tolkien people.
No, you know what? Next year is going to be Star Wars. And then we'll have a Star Wars movie every year, I think, until the day we die.
Maybe.
Hey, I'm all for it.
Steven, that was non-committal. Yeah, we made such progress during the show. Well, guys, that's the show, and I'm going to close it all out.
To the end.
And I need the Ender music. Foggy, can you give me the Ender music?
Bill, Foggy!
Bill, say something while this is very uncomfortable here.
Can't believe Foggy is not prepped.
I'm drunk, you guys. What do you think of that, Steven?
Why do you automatically become a hillbilly when you're drunk?
He does.
He does.
He does.
A hillbilly when he drinks.
Hey, don't you tell all my secrets. The best part is the laugh, isn't it?
Jason's funny drunk. He was.
Steven. I thought he was angry.
No, I was a very happy drunk, wouldn't you say, Steven?
Yeah.
No, I was life of the party.
I don't know. I think you're pretty happy now.
Oh, you know it. Oh, I am. I'm much better normal J-Bo McGillicuddy.
I'm glad I never experienced the drunk J-Bo.
Aw, you're
the... Oh, you missed fun things.
How do we get on this subject?
Steven, let's not talk about his sobriety, okay?
You did the drunk redneck voice, so...
That's true, Steven.
Did Foggy find the Ender yet? I have shit I gotta do.
I know, what the hell? Good night, everybody. Woo! Good night, Steven. Good night, Bill.
Good night, Bill.
Good night, guys.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
mean, those taste like piss and flies, don't they?
Now this is podcasting.